Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I'm Nicole Chen, Client Associate with The Lamb Group in Pasadena at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Today, we're unpacking one of the most misunderstood parts of the economy: employment. When people hear that the unemployment rate is low, the natural assumption is that the job market must be strong. And on the surface, the latest numbers do look fairly solid. Non-farm payrolls rose by 115,000 in April, above the 65,000 consensus expectation, while the unemployment rate held steady at 4.3%. Average hourly earnings rose 0.2% for the month and 3.6% from a year earlier. At first glance, that sounds like the economy is still on fairly firm ground. But to really understand labor conditions, it helps to separate two numbers: the unemployment rate and the labor force participation rate, or LFPR. The labor force participation rate measures the share of the working age population that is either employed or actively seeking work. The key difference between unemployment rate and the LFPR is that unemployment focuses on only people who are already actively in the labor market, while the LFPR uses the entire working age population as its base. And in labor market data, active has a very specific meaning. It refers to people who have taken tangible steps to look for a job in the past 4 weeks. That distinction matters because if fewer people are participating in the labor force, the unemployment rate can look stable even when the labor market is losing momentum. That is exactly why participation matters so much. In April, the labor force declined by 92,000 people, which pushed the participation rate down to 61.8%. That is the lowest reading since 2021. The employment-to-population ratio, or what people may informally call as the employment rate, was roughly 59%. So while a 4.3% unemployment rate sounds healthy, the actual participation tells a more nuanced story. A smaller share of the population is actually engaged in the labor market, and that can make conditions look better than they feel. At the same time, the total non-farm payroll level now stands at 158 million, which is only about a 0.07% increase on the month. That is still an improvement from 2025, when the average monthly payroll growth ran about 49,000, but it is well below the 168,000 average monthly pace seen in 2024. So what does this tell us about the economy? It points to a labor market that is still resilient, but clearly showing beneath the headline numbers. Civilian employment fell by 226,000 in April. Payrolls outside government, healthcare, and education were also down 107,000 from a year ago. Today's takeaway is straightforward. Employment data is still supported by a baseline of continued expansion, but participation and labor market breadth suggest the economy is not as strong as the unemployment rate alone would imply. That matters when thinking about recession risk, Federal Reserve policy, and how durable consumer demand may be in the months ahead. And that leads directly to our next episode, where we'll take a look at why consumer spending still appears steady, even as the labor market and consumer confidence sends a much weaker signal.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.